Beyonce has broken the record for the most Grammy Music Awards ever won by a woman. The 28th award of her career was Best R&B Song for the track Black Parade, which is about black history, activism and police brutality, and was released last summer after the police killing of George Floyd. Taylor Swift won Best Album of the Year for Folklore, some of which she performed at the event last night. No Joy for Irish band Fontaines D.C., nominated for Best Rock Album, won by New York veterans, yes, The Strokes. It's called The New Abnormal, and this is Brooklyn Bridge to Chorus.
I want new friends, but that I want me.
That's The Strokes, who beat Fontaines DC to win Best Rock Album at the Grammys. Alan Carr of RTE Entertainment is with us. Alan, tell us more about the big winners of the night.
Well, I suppose the night belonged again to Beyoncé. As you say, she broke Alison Krauss's previous record of 27 Grammys for a female artist. Beyoncé took home 28 last night, which brings her up to 39 Grammys in total, which nearly puts her at level with Quincy Jones. She's only now a few off the late conductor George Schulte, who was the most successful Grammy winner of all time. Beyoncé fought back tears last night as she thanked black artists throughout history. She said, "This is so overwhelming. I worked all my whole life since 9 years old, and I can't believe this happened. It's such a magical night. Thank you very much." And it was very much a family affair for Beyoncé last night, because her husband Jay-Z also won an award, and the couple's kid, 9-year-old daughter Blue Ivy, also became the second youngest winner of a Grammy Award after she took home a Grammy for her contribution to Brown Skin Girl, which won Best Video for Beyoncé as well. Now, Taylor Swift, there was no big surprises. Taylor Swift won the Album of the Year for the third time for her acclaimed surprise album, Folklore, which makes her the first female artist to win the accolade three times. Only three other artists have won the Album of the Year three times, and that's Frank Sinatra, Paul Simon, and Stevie Wonder. So she's in pretty rarefied company there. Unfortunately, Fontaines, as you say, didn't win the award, and it went to those exciting young upstarts, The Strokes.
Tell us about, yes, you've been around for, God, over 20 years now at this stage.
Yeah.
Tell us about the event last night, a focus on live music and the people who were giving out the awards.
Well, yeah, this has been a terrible year for the music industry, obviously, with the pandemic, especially here in Ireland. So what the Grammys Academy did was they got members of the staff of various venues around the US, such as the Troubadour and the Apollo Theatre in New York, to actually dish out the awards themselves. So the Grammys did acknowledge the struggle that the people who make the magic happen are going through at the moment, the backline staff, the bar staff, and the backstage staff who kind of put the acts on stage. So they were given a chance to, you know, get their voices heard. Now, in other ways, it's been a good year for the music industry in that the amount of records sold has spiked considerably as people have turned to music for solace during the pandemic. But obviously, you know, COVID, we're all kind of having to live with COVID, and that goes for awards ceremonies too, as we saw with the Golden Globes a couple of weeks ago. So this year, the Grammys was largely kind of an outdoor event, with Trevor Noah presenting the award outside the Staples Center rather than inside. So there was a lot of social distancing going on. Some of the biggest stars in the music industry were sitting there wearing masks. Everybody was socially distanced. There was lots of socially spaced tables. But the live performances went ahead, and the whole ceremony went ahead with a combination of live and pre-taped and virtual.
Alan Carr of RTE Entertainment, thank you. Commiserations to Fontaines DC, but sure, who needs a Grammy when you can appear on the front of a Bose jersey? Beat that, Beyonce.